As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium getting ready for the members draft party tonight down here. First round of the NFL draft. They're showing... not us, but they're like, you know, rolling through some stuff that you'll see if you're coming down here, if you're a season ticket holder and a member. But they're rolling through some tape, Mike, and I just saw a couple of catches from Drake London. I'm like, man, he's a dog. Drake London is a dog. I need more dogs on this team, Mike.
What was that, the line from the Coastal Carolina coach?
I don't want
he's
no
like
cats.
A cat.
Meow.
Yeah.
I need
some dogs.
But it seems like he's just going up over the top of guys. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, he makes the plays. The thing is, and that's why we get into that old Kyle. Let's have a day without having a Kyle Pitts discussion, but he kind of is in the middle of the field where Kyle Pitts maybe should be. That's my only beef. I'm not complaining, but the way they use him in the route tree and the way the routes develop, and it's kind of very Ram-like because obviously Zach Robinson's come from the Rams offense. But, man, it's electric what this guy's done, and he'd be a – Carl, he would have had 1,000 yards the first season if he didn't have a bunch of stiffs thrown to him.
Easy.
Be a dog.
I need more dogs. I'm just telling you, man. All right. Hopefully we get a dog in this draft. Let's hear what our buddy Greg Cosell covered and has covered the NFL 30-plus years, guys. He's one of the best when it comes to analyzing players, looking at players, projecting. And he did a breakdown pretty much of every player that we've been talking about, especially coming off the edge and on the defensive side. Let's hear what he says about Mike Green out of Marshall.
I like Mike Green. I like Mike Green a lot. In fact, obviously the issue that would be discussed in draft meetings is level of competition. They did play Ohio State. He played very, very well. I think Green, of all the edge rushers in this draft class, Nick Scourton would fit in that role as well, has the most tools in his toolbox. You know, one of the things you notice with a lot of college edge rushers who are very athletic is they don't really have a lot of tools in their toolbox. They don't really have a pass rush arsenal. They just rely on athleticism. And you can't just rely on athleticism in the NFL. You're not just going to run by offensive tackles in the NFL. So I thought Green had a pretty diversified pass rush repertoire. I think watching him through a game, you see that he has a plan of how to attack offensive tackles. The number one thing, and I've learned this from speaking to offensive tackles, the number one thing that you have to be able to do is you have to have a power game. If you don't have a power game, it's really hard to be a consistently good pass rusher. And he's got that short stroke power game, and it kind of starts there. He's able to do that.
That is Greg Cosell talking about Mike Green. When you talk about, and I said this to Mike the other day, Nick Scourton is the best A&M pass rusher in this draft. There are two other Shamars, Turner and
right.
Shamar Stewart. Stewart's been getting a lot of love because of how he exploded at the combine. But Nick Scourton, who he mentions, hands down, one of the best pass rushers in this draft. But it's certainly not a guy that would end up you taking, you know, as early
right.
as 15. Let's hear what Greg Cosell had to say about Jalen Walker.
Yeah, Walker's a fascinating guy, Randy, because, you know, look, you play in the league, so the first day you line up, you know, you go to, I guess it's, is it OTAs now? Is that the first thing that they call
quarterbacks. It was quarterback school then.
Right, right. But then when they bring in, you know, the rookies and they do all that stuff and they're in shorts and a T-shirt, where does Jalen Walker line up? Where are you putting him? And I think that becomes team and scheme specific. He's a really good pass rusher. He's a sudden, twitchy athlete. I think what he does best is rush the quarterback. But he's not a 4-3 D end. He's only 6'1", 243. He's not long enough to be a 4-3 D end. And, I mean, unless he's an exception. I mean, that's the thing. You have to decide that. You know, you can go back in history and look at someone like Robert Mathis, who was 240 pounds. If you play a 5-2 front or a 3-4 front, I tend to call it a 5-2 these days, he certainly can be an outside backer. You can line him up there. But in a 4-3 front, a true 4-3 front, he's a stacked backer. But what he does best is rush the quarterback. So I'll be real interested to see who drafts him and where they put him.
It's a great point by Craig. Mike, I've said this all along about Jalen. Tremendous player. I just don't know how you use him. And when we talk about versatility, versatility is great. If you have studs all around the field and next to this guy, see, you could go to the Eagles defense potentially, and I'm just saying, and use him however you want because you're not asking him to do a specific thing. If he wanted him to come off the edge and just rush the passer, great. You want him to play stack backer, as Greg is talking about, getting some protection from one of those big guys up front and just roaming around, that's terrific. But for us, we need him to play a specific role, and that's my concern when we say, well, why not Jalen Walker? Look, if he's there, I've told you, you got to take him.
No, I mean, he'd be one of the best players. First off, he comes in. You think about right now some of these dogs, you know, where do they rank? Will they be like the second or third best player on the defense right now? I mean, think about where we are. I mean, you don't have that kind of athleticism on our defense. You just don't. You know what I mean? They fell in love with Troy Anderson. He can't stay healthy. I'm not going to go through the litany of guys who just haven't performed. But you believe in Rook and the upside of his, you know, what he can do physically. You know, Jesse Bates, we talked about earlier. There's not a lot of playmakers on this defense. That's what you're looking for.
No doubt. We're talking about Greg Cosell, his breakdowns of some of the players that will be drafted tonight. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. More of these breakdowns coming up throughout the course of the show. But I want you to hear what he had to say about Shamar Stewart. Mike and I have discussed this young man a lot.
I love him on FBI.
No. That's a different Stewart. No, this is the brother from Texas A&M.
Oh, my bad.
Greg Cosell. Yes. What does he think about Shamar Stewart?
He's exactly what I was talking about, Andy. He's a guy, he's a freak. He's a freakish athlete. And that jumps off the film. But he's a guy at this moment in time that doesn't know how to rush the quarterback. He basically just lines up and runs into the offensive tackle. And now every once in a while, because he's strong and he's powerful, and when he has a runway, when he's a wide nine and has a runway and he can generate velocity, he can win. But he's a guy that you have to teach how to rush the quarterback. But he's a superior athlete. He's a freakish athlete. But, you know, again, that could be a little bit of a process. I mean, you know, just like with quarterbacks now, there's guys that just teach, you know, how to rush the quarterback. I know Chuck Smith did it for years, but now he's with the Baltimore Ravens as a coach. So, and you guys probably know him well because I believe he was down in Atlanta. So, you know, there's guys who teach that now. There's sort of pass rush schools. He needs to be taught how to rush the quarterback.
See, that's a bit of a turnoff. It's funny, Garrett Chapman is producing for us, Carl. And remember the cartoon Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
I always think of him as Fix-It Felix.
Okay.
He's just an endless, happy supply of energy positive energy. But he was saying, you know, looking at the draft, just like what Greg Cosell said, everybody coming off the edge, it's a but. You know, this guy, but. Other than maybe Abdul Carter, but there's an injury concern you're going to have to maybe have to deal with in the initial days. But there's some sort of a caveat or a buyer beware that comes with almost everybody we're talking about.
There really is. And I think it's a great analogy of what he sees with Stewart. Let me hear about James Pierce, big kid out of Tennessee. Guys, we're going through the list.
7.5 sacks.
Right.
Now, we were joking around because this is just purely conjecture on our part. Was he a Tennessee player that maybe said, yo, man, this Ohio State game ain't on my contract? We don't know. That's what happened, obviously, with Iamaleava. But either way, he's a guy that, for some reason, some of the work ethic cropped up with some of the analysis that I saw.
Here's Cosell talking about what he thinks about James Pierce in the breakdown.
Yeah, this guy's a high-level athlete. I mean, he's sudden, he's twitchy, he's long, he's over 6'5", he's 245. So, you know, when I saw him at the combine, I mean, he's got a really thin waist. I mean, he looks great. I think the power element to his game remains a work in progress. And I think that's where he needs to improve. But there's no question you're dealing with a guy that is just a naturally quick, explosive, sudden athlete. And that shows up. So, you know, again, I don't know anything about – I don't deal with, obviously, the off-the-field stuff. I just sit in my office, Randy, as you know, and I just watch tape. So, you know, I mean, I hear stuff, but I don't talk about it because I don't know. And I try not to talk about things I don't know about. So, you know, maybe that'll mean he'll drop. Who knows? But there's no question that the suddenness, the length, you know, he's got a, his wingspan was 81 inches, which is pretty long. He ran really well. He's a really, really good athlete, and, he's 6'5". And, you know, that's really good length for an edge pass rusher.
The guys, we talk about this, getting guys off of you, being able to create distance.
So he said 81 inches?
Yeah,
it's long. It's like a pterodactyl.
He's long, man. He's long.
Man.
Hey, Mike, you've been talking about Donovan Ezeroku. This is the kid out of Boston College. I just want you to hear this last breakdown. These are some of the guys we'll be talking about tonight, guys. And by the way, James Pierce does not have a first-round grade on him for most people that I've spoken to. He's going to get picked, but if it is late in the first round, okay. But he's not a guy that's going to be taken early in this draft because these edge rushers that are ahead of him, including a guy like Shamar Stewart, because of his athleticism, he may go, you know, be the fourth or fifth edge rusher taken. Here is the breakdown of Ezeroku.
Yeah, I mean, he's another guy. Now, he's got really long arms for his height. He's only a little over 6'2", but he's got 34.5-inch arms. And it's funny, in my conversations with coaches, this arm length thing for both offensive tackles and pass rushers has become a really big deal. And he knew how to use his arm length. He had some short-stroke power. He had quick, forceful strikes. I mean, he really struck people. And that keeps your legs clean, so it could maximize his quickness. He's a really interesting guy. I mean, and he had some bend and flexibility to him, some balance and body control. One of the things he did that you have to be able to do as an edge pass rusher is when you get to the top of the pass rush arc, if you want to win on the high side, you've got to be able to flatten your rush path when you clear that arc. Some guys can't do that, and they just get pushed past the quarterback. The guys that can flatten their rush path, they can get to the quarterback, and he was able to do that. So we'll see. I think he'll probably begin his career as a sub-defense edge pass rusher. You can move him around. You know, we call it the Joker position where guys sort of stand up inside, both on the ball and off the ball. I think you can do that with him as well. I found him to be a fascinating guy.
We talked about him yesterday, and, you know, this is a dude, if you want to look at last year's season, remember Matthew Judon, he was always easy to find with those red long sleeves.
Yes.
In addition to rarely getting to the quarterback, he would never set the edge. This is a guy that had 16.5 sacks and also had 80 tackles, and he sets the edge. So, in other words, the running back's not getting outside of the hash marks on this guy. And I know he makes him sound situational. I know that's really maybe light your fire for Falcon fans looking for instant impact.
But he can play, man.
The dude's a dude.
He can play. Great stuff. The full interview, by the way, with our boys Andy and Randy online at Odyssey.com if you want to hear it. Hey, coming up, our interview with Ross Tucker as he helps us break down some of the guys we're looking at. It's draft night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.